Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, I'm Murali Krishnan from Hindustan Times. I've been reporting from the court for the past 7 years. Happy 70th Supreme Court is a 13-episode series about the court and its history. In this episode, I will talk about one of the darkest chapters in the history of the Supreme Court, which brought international infamy to the court and the country. ADM Jabalpur versus Shivkant Shukla. Yes, you heard me right. International infamy. And I'll soon tell you why. Indira Gandhi, who was then the Prime Minister of the country, declared national emergency on June 26, 1975. A national emergency meant that the government could rule without being accountable to the parliament. Since the Congress Party, which was in power then, was largely Indira Gandhi, she virtually got dictatorial powers to rule the country. India is Indira, Indira is India, it was famously said by politician D.K. Barua. What followed was a period marked by detention of political opponents and censorship of the press. A large number of persons were detained under a preventive detention law called Maintenance of Internal Security Act 1971. Now, these detentions were challenged in various high courts under Article 226 of the Constitution. Article 226 empowers high courts to issue orders and directions for enforcement of fundamental rights or for any other purpose. One of the questions before the high courts was whether such petitions were maintainable at all during the operation of a national emergency. In other words, can high courts hear such cases when national emergency proclaimed by the president was in operation? The government's argument was that high courts cannot. This was because the President of India had issued an order stating that during the emergency, the right of a person to move any court for enforcement of rights conferred by Articles 14 and 21 shall remain suspended. Article 14 deals with right to equality and Article 21 deals with right to life and liberty. Effectively, it meant that the government could detain persons without trial, or at least that was the argument. However, different high courts, including Madhya Pradesh, Allahabad, Karnataka, Delhi, Bombay and Rajasthan, rejected that argument of the government and ruled that the high courts are indeed empowered to hear such cases. On the question of whether such detentions itself were legal, various high courts took different views. Appeals were filed against these verdicts of high courts in the Supreme Court and came to be heard by a bench of 5 judges of the Supreme Court. This case came to be infamously known as ADM Jabalpur versus Shivkant Shukla. The Supreme Court considered the validity of the presidential order, which had excluded the jurisdiction of courts to interfere with the detention of people. It was argued before the Supreme Court by the government that Article 21 is the sole repository of right to life and liberty. If Article 21 is suspended, automatically the right to life and liberty will stand suspended, and so will the right to move courts for enforcement of those rights. All eyes were on Supreme Court, whether it will allow the government to detain persons at will or whether it will stand up to a majoritarian government. By a 4-1 majority, the Supreme Court upheld the argument of the government and held that while a proclamation of emergency is in operation, the right to move high courts under Article 226 challenging detention by state will stand suspended. The court had caved in. But there was a shining beacon, the lone dissenter, Justice H.R. Khanna. He held that Article 21 cannot be the sole repository of all rights. He ruled that sanctity of life and liberty existed even before the Constitution was drafted. Therefore, even in the absence of Article 21, the state has got no power to deprive a person of his life or liberty by detaining him. This dissenting judgment of Justice Khanna captured the attention of the world. Noting the development from India's capital, New York Times, in its editorial, praised Justice Khanna for his bold judgment. If India ever finds its way back to freedom and democracy that were the proud hallmarks of its first 18 years as an independent nation, someone will surely erect a monument to Justice H.R. Khanna of Supreme Court, the New York Times said. Justice Khanna also achieved the distinction of being the only Supreme Court judge whose portrait was unveiled in the Supreme Court during his lifetime. However, Justice Khanna knew before delivering his dissenting verdict that it will cost him dearly. He told his sister, "I have prepared my judgment, which is going to cost me the Chief Justiceship of India." It came true, as he was superseded to the post by Justice M.H. Begg, who was junior to him. Justice Khanna resigned as Supreme Court judge the very same day. Justice Khanna's superseding was the last time a senior judge was overlooked for appointment as Chief Justice of India. More than 40 years later, the Supreme Court, in its 2017 judgment on right to privacy, overruled the decision in ADM Jabalpur and held that the dissenting judgment of Justice H.R. Khanna is the correct law. The judgment in ADM Jabalpur and the superseding of Justice H.R. Khanna continue to dominate legal discourse on independence of judiciary even today. If you wish for me to discuss any of Supreme Court's ruling, tweet to me at Legal Journalist. You can also show your love for this podcast by liking, sharing and following us on HT Smartcast. We are ever present on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter. For more such interesting podcasts, log on to htsmartcast.com. Until next time, this is Murli signing off.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.